Okay, this is Rob Webster. I'm at Witchwood with Robin Ince, who's you've just come off the stage. How did you feel that gig went?
It was fun. It was. I decided I wanted to do pretty much all new material, which at times I was thinking, why am I doing all this new stuff? And I nearly stopped myself, but I enjoyed it, and I think it was fun.
I didn't actually realise that it was new. I thought that this was polished material. I was thinking, I am looking forward to going onto YouTube and seeing this back. Because, I mean, one thing which I noticed is you did quite a lot of political humour. And I think political humour is quite difficult to do well because it's sort of, sometimes it seems a little bit snidey, but you seem to connect in quite a way. Do you think there's sort of a trick to that?
I don't know. I think you have to kind of reveal your own stupidity as well sometimes. And I think because we've just had an election, I think it's to try and not seem too hectoring. And so I try and pick on the most ridiculous things. So things like talking about Tony Blair, the things he said at the Chilcot Inquiry, I found them just ridiculous. So I think, you know, it's very hard sometimes because you always get told off doing political comedy because people go, oh, it doesn't change anything. And you think, well, neither does observational humour. They're just all different subjects. And I like talking about kind of politics and society and science. I didn't do any science tonight, really, whereas normally in a long set I will talk about evolution and dark matter and things like that. But with just 30 minutes to play with, I all the time I was going, can I fit that in? Why am I doing this bit? I should have done that bit. You know, that kind of very frenetic.
Well, it didn't come across on stage. Another thing is your humour is quite vitriolic. It's did you sort of get, right, I am really angry about, oh, that would be good, put that in the rage book, call on that in the vitriol section of my show?
What normally happens is every Monday I go and do new material at a club in London. I do about kind of 15 minutes of new stuff, and so it normally starts off from being a thing that I've been annoyed with in the day. And in fact, most of my life I'm not angry, but comedy is this fantastic, just you can suddenly get rid of all your anger, and then you can, like my last show that I did, I kind of started attacking things like The Guardian and The Observer, because tonight I kind of mentioned The Mail and The Express, but I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just doing soft targets, and it was just I find it an interesting and cathartic thing to do.
You mentioned that you go every Monday, you premiere new material. Are you writing it that quickly, sort of like 50 minutes a week is quite phenomenal, or is that normal for comedians? I have no idea.
It depends. Some comedians are kind of like to get into a kind of certain, which I totally understand, go, this is what I do. And I probably would, it would be better perhaps if I just ended up, like in Edinburgh this year, I'm doing four different shows. So they'll all end up being slightly incomplete shows. But I'm kind of more interested in ideas. So every week I look at my notebook and I've probably written 10 pages of stuff in a notebook, and then I just try and cobble it together and turn it into almost a coherent thought. I can't guarantee it's going to be coherent.
How do you make that decision process while telling a joke? That's got to be quite a tricky...
It's quite odd, because sometimes you do actually think, you do have a separate narrative in your head. Where you're, I mean, one thing that I did years ago, I supported someone on a long tour, and I was asked to do the same set every single night, and that was a really weird thing because I wasn't there at all. By the 30th gig, I was just blah blah blah, and I might be looking at my nails and not really thinking of what's coming out of my mouth, and that's when I then said, I've got to be allowed to change this because otherwise I'm not there at all. So tonight, I mean, everything that I did is something that I've done in the last week. There was nothing, but partly because I only have 30 minutes, and in 30 minutes I've got so many ideas that I want to get through, and I know I'll always come off. If I look now, when I go back tonight, and I'm looking at my notebook, going, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I do this? I'd like to have done that. So I'm never satisfied, ultimately. But it's exciting just to be able to... And sometimes you will start on something and go, why the hell am I doing this? But I'm trapped in it now. I've got to do it.
Do you think that you ever will sort of compose the perfect show and go, you know what? That was perfect. Let's do that all the time.
I think it's almost impossible for me to do that. I hope that the next, the kind of solo show that I'm working on now has a real theme. But I know that within 2 days of doing the tour, I'll go, oh no, it's not real. And I do get slightly worried by the idea that if it's the same every night, it eventually becomes an acting role rather than a proper performance.
All right, fantastic. Thank you very much. That's Robin Ince. You've been listening to Witchwood 87.7 FM.